Entertaining ourselves back to life. Gregor Mendel, 1822-1884, known as the father of genetics, his work on pea plants laid the foundation for heredity. But it was ignored for decades, rediscovered around 1900, long after his death, and then revolutionized biology. Alfred Wegener, 1880-1930, proposed continental drift, which was ridiculed at the time. He lacked a mechanism, plate tectonics wasn't understood yet. His ideas were validated posthumously in the mid-20th century. Writers and thinkers. Emily Dickinson, 1830-1886, wrote nearly 1,800 poems, but published only a few while alive. Her style was unconventional, dashes, short lines, raw emotion. After her death, her sister found her poems and helped publish them. Franz Kafka, 1883-1924. His work was mostly unpublished during his life. Asked a friend, Max Brod, to burn everything. Brod refused and published it instead. Kafka's surreal, anxious themes now resonate deeply with modern audiences. Anne Frank, 1929-1945, a young girl's diary from hiding during the Holocaust. Published by her father, Otto Frank. After the war. Has become one of the most read and taught personal accounts of World War II. Art and Music, Vivian Meyer, 1926-2009. A nanny who secretly took over 100,000 street photographs. Her work was found in storage after her death and shocked the art world. She's now compared to the greats like Cartier-Bresson. Otis Redding, 1941-1967, died in a plane crash at 26. His biggest hit, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, was released posthumously and became iconic. Legacy cemented as a soul legend. Jim Croce, 1943-1973, another singer-songwriter who died young. Songs like Time in a Bottle and Operator gained more depth after his death. Nick Drake, in 1948-1974, virtually unknown while alive. His haunting folk music wasn't appreciated until decades later. Rediscovered through Phi LM and modern musicians citing him as INFL Ewan's. Insight in music and art, death can transform perception. Listeners or viewers bring nostalgia, tragedy, and reflection into their interpretation of the work. Scarcity makes it more precious. What if Aragorn is a key character in The Lord of the Rings, initially known as Strider? He is the rightful heir to Gondor and Arna and aids Gandalf in the quest to destroy the One Ring and defeat Sauron. Aragorn loves an elf named Arwen, but they can only marry if he becomes king. After Gandalf vanishes, he leads the fellowship and tracks down kidnapped hobbits with Legolas and Gimli. He participates in Signify-Kent battles, including at Helm's Deep and the Pelennor Fields. To aid Frodo, Aragorn attacks Mordor, diverting Sauron's attention. He becomes king after their victory, marries Arwen, and rules for 122 years. Jon Snow is a major character from A Song of Ice and Fire and the Game of Thrones series. He is introduced as the illegitimate son of Ned Stark and joins the Night's Watch. After dying and returning, he becomes commander and Fire Ghts the Night King. Jon is revealed to be Aegon Targaryen, the rightful heir to the Iron Throne. Unlike Aragorn, he has a tragic ending, choosing to live in the North after the death of his love. King Arthur starts life as an ordinary boy, but pulls Excalibur from a stone, proving his right to rule. He faces challenges from nobles, but unites Britain with the help of Merlin and his knights. His story symbolizes justice and heroism, showing that greatness can emerge from humble beginnings.